It's time for Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is being brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales. Now your host, David Prues.
Hello, Fairbanks, and welcome to our KFAR radio program on this wonderful Saturday, Fairbanks Foodies. This is Fairbanks' preeminent food show. We've been on the air now over 5 years. We look at food events taking place in Fairbanks, recipes you can try, beverages you can create, fantastic meals to serve your family and friends. We are part of a great Saturday lineup for you here at KFAR radio. That's right, here in Fairbanks. I was going to get it right. We're in May. We're starting to get weather from the 60s. Now we're going into the 60s. It's time. It's time for us to enjoy the outside, enjoy the outdoors, enjoy our decks, enjoy going to food locations that give you a little bit of outdoors. Well, first and foremost, tomorrow is Mother's Day. And congratulations, thank you to, guess what? Everyone who's listening to this show has something in common. You have a mother. I hope you appreciate her. I hope you love her. Del Prues, a shout out to you. You've been gone now about 18 years, but you were exceptional. You know, growing up with you, it was fantastic. Testy, I see where I get some of my personality traits from. And it's funny, you know, coming across my friends that I've known and grew up with here in Fairbanks, and they all say the same thing. Your dad was fantastic, but I feared your mom. And I was always like, God, mom was great. You had to watch dad. But that's what makes good parents. And mom was fantastic, great cook. She taught me how to really enjoy food. Every night at 5:15, we had dinner, family, together. And I guess that is where I really started to enjoy the concept of food and friends. And I still have friends over. I you know, me and Emily, we do a lot of socialization, having people come over, cook at the house, enjoy company. But it all started with what my mom taught us, with food. Differences can be crossed. Great things can happen. With food, you can learn, you can enjoy. So mom, thank you. And now, here's the thing. Are you taking your loved one, the mother of your children, or someone who's born children, out tomorrow? Well, if you haven't, you better get on the phone right now for a Mother's Day brunch. I believe Pike's Landing. I haven't confirmed this with these, but I'd be calling it Pike's Landing. I know the Pump House. They do it every week. The Cookie Jar, they did it on Easter. See if they're doing it on tomorrow on Mother's Day. And from what I heard, they had a fantastic one. The Silver Gulch Brewery out in Fox. They're doing it. That, you know, if I wasn't cooking Emily something fantastic, I'd be bringing her out there. Also, recommendation, Ivory Jack's. Sunday breakfast and the best Eggs Benedict in town. Period. You know, there's something consistent about them. They have a great Saturday and Sunday breakfast. They have a great Friday night and Saturday night ribs and prime rib dinner, you know, each separately each night. Get out there and enjoy. With May comes summer, so out come the food trucks. Oh, on the corner of Illinois and where the Nelly State Bank is Casa del Burrito. Oh, man. I've had a few of their wonderful dishes, and, you know, it's authentic. It is, first of all, it's just authentic, and it's good. And that's what you look at. And, you know, it's, do you want a burrito? They classify him as Alaskan size, and they're right. They are right in their classification. They got the Kana Sati burrito, the pork burrito, the chicken burrito, the shrimp burrito. Now, you know, you have to, this is what they all comes with, Mexican rice, beans, avocado, tomato, cheese, and their homemade secret sauce, all stuffed into a burrito that is cooked on the grill, wrapped, rolled, and there you go. And corn flour tortilla. You have the crusty melted cheese on it, your choice of meats, you know, chicken, pork, beef. Now, even though they're known for their burritos, this is what I also love about them. They're tacos. Again, corn flour tortillas, and then you have the choice of meat, beans, avocado, you know, secret sauce. Get one, two, or three, a triple tacos, and good prices. You know, three tacos for $12. Three gourmet tacos for $12, all in a nice to-go container for you. So, oh, and don't forget about their quesadillas. And again, it can come with chicken, carne asada, pork or shrimp, fully loaded with cheese, meat, avocado. It is time we start discovering the food trucks. Now, at the same time, in the Garden Island Mall, there are three restaurants now. You have the Chick Chick restaurant, the Thai Chef restaurant, and the Yes Noodle, which is directly, you know, kitty corner across from La Casa del Burrito. So this is an intersection in Fairbanks where you have four food choices, four picks. Look at what you want to order from. They are all good. No wrong decision here. No wrong answer. I've not been to Chick Chick yet, but I've heard a few good things about it. I've been into the Thai Chef, and I've been into the Yes Noodle House. We'll be back at any time for them. Simple as this. Thumbs up recommendation. Great menus, great extensive service, great people in there cooking. Owners are in there cooking. That's what you want to see. Now hold it. Stop the press. Stop. Canes. They're opening up soon. This has been the wildest restaurant story in some time in Fairbanks. There are banners on the building saying there's now hiring. I don't know when they're going to be open. I would think it should be, you know, by solstice, the longest day of the year, June 20th, June 21st. But there are vehicles in the parking lot already. So, hey, this is happening. Again, May, we're opening up. Things are happening. Now, here's next Saturday. The Tanau Valley Farmers Market on College Road is opening up. That is right. Their season is from May 16th to September 19th. Now, their Saturday hours are from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and their Wednesday hours are from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Now, they have great food vendors there. Usually about six, plus Aunt Alice's popcorn, and they have a combination of everything, and it's all good, depending on what you want. And it's fun trying to get through where their food vendors are because there's lines and people waiting, and you're seeing friends of yours you haven't seen all summer. You know, so it is a lot of fun and enjoyable. But first of all, the food is good. Now, along with that, they have wonderful plant, garden, and herb growing choices. I go there for the herbs, the basil, the oregano, the rosemary, the thyme, the tarragon, amongst other choices. I've been going there for the last 20 years and purchasing my herbs from the same vendor at the same location. Ponder that. Then I also go to Home Depot. You know, I enjoy them. They're great. I enjoy going to Home Depot to look for my different herbs and things like that. So be looking at that on Sunday along after you've taken your next Saturday and next Sunday. This Sunday is about all about moms, all about mothers. Next Saturday, next Sunday, it's all about your herbs, your herb garden, what you're growing, tomatoes, things like that. Oh boy. Now, on the corner of 12th and Noble, it's time we visit that again. Haven't visited that in a long time. But at 1242 Noble Street, to be exact, is the end-of-the-line food truck stop, a wonderful facility built by the Wilbur family that features right now three food trucks, and there's room for more, plus a very nice heated dining room made from Connexes, and you would never know it. A great design and finish that is so nice inside, glass, all, you know, the condiments of napkins and things like that. I've visited there many times in the past, this past fall and winter, and I'm thankful for this food addition the Wilbur family did for Fairbanks. You know, the Wilbur family, right next door is the longest running business next to the food stop in Fairbanks. So when you see the Wilbur brothers' business next door, be thankful. That's such a long tenured family for over 100 years of doing business here in family, here in Fairbanks, continues to this day to contribute to our wonderful city. Now, we're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to go over the wonderful food trucks that they have on site. We have great sponsors, and here they are.
Looking for bold flavors, friendly faces, and a place that just feels right? Welcome to Humble Roots Beer Project, the newest craft brewery in Fairbanks. Located at 314 Wendell Avenue, mere steps from the heartbeat of downtown, from crisp lagers to hoppy IPAs and smooth stouts, there's a pour for every palate. Join us in our laid-back taproom. Grab a fresh crowler to go. Come see what's brewing at Humble Roots Beer Project. Stay stoked on local.
Bobby's Downtown is more than fine dining. It's a way of life. We welcome everyone and look forward to serving you. Whether you're in your Carhartts or your evening gown or tux. Yes, us. This is Rena from Bobby's Downtown. Come in and have an unforgettable dining experience. The Art Deco interior strikes a balance between casual and fine dining. Whether you're in the mood for pizza or prime rib, you'll find it at Bobby's Downtown. Open late Friday and Saturday nights, always non-smoking, on the corner of 2nd and Barnett.
Rat Pack Cigar on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West, with the largest selection of cigars in Alaska and an awesome tasting room where you can kick back and enjoy a smoke with your friends in comfy leather chairs watching the game on a big screen. That's Rat Pack Cigar, with an incredible humidor filled with almost 150 varieties of cigars of the highest quality. Rat Pack Cigar, open 11 to 7, 7 days a week on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West. It's the all-new Rat Pack Cigar.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I'm a very, very fortunate person. I get to celebrate Mother's Day tomorrow, thinking of my mom, and I get to spend it with Emily, who's a wonderful mother with two wonderful kids that they grew up with. Her, they grew up right, I must say. Great personalities, very respectful, great family people, and I'm very fortunate. So anyway, on the corner of 12th and Noble, 1242 Noble Street to be exact, you have three different food trucks on site. You have Early Bird Loaded Fries, Lee's Kitchen, and Action Fi Thai Fusion. First of all, they're all fantastic places to dine. And I will never forget getting some incredible Mongolian beef at Lee's Kitchen, walking into the Connexes that do not look like Connexes. They look like wonderful dining facilities. And seeing these incredible burgers with a plethora of French fries that six members of the Fairbanks Fire Department were dining on. They looked at my food, and they wanted mine. I looked at their food and one of theirs. And that's what makes this place so special. Your choice is a tough one. Wherever you go, whichever food truck you go to is going to be a tough decision. Then once you get there, deciding what to have at that location. So be like me. Be a repeat offender. Go back and enjoy each of them. Go back and enjoy their menus. You know, the Akan Thai Fusion, they have fantastic pad Thai. I've had it often. Now, but I've got to tell you, I've also migrated to their drunken noodle dish. You know, I go semi-spicy with chicken and enjoy every dang bite. Their fried rice is what Emily gets. Poor girl. I look at it, and she's got to give me some because it looks so darn good, and she's great. She shares. Then they have a great combination of what you want on a chicken, pork, or shrimp. Comes with jasmine rice, garlic. They have a wonderful lineup of stir fries on their menu, too. All are good. They also go, as a Thai place, they go deep into the curries with their menu. They have a nice lineup of soups. Now, their fusion Thai that is my favorite is their pork onchon stir fry. Just go try it once in your life. Once you do, you'll be back. You'll be back discovering the other things that they have. Oh, man. Now, the other another one there. The Loaded with Love Early Bird Loaded Fries. Now, what a name. Again, the Loaded with Love Early Bird Loaded Fries. Oh. Now, first of all, it's female and veteran-owned business. How can you not like that? We're Fairbanks. Now, on their loaded fries, they don't say small, medium, or large. This is how they classify them. The first size is on a diet. Second size is hungry. Third size is my girlfriend isn't hungry. Then you have the mother of all ones. To pick three samples. Now, they have potentine fries, they have chili cheese fries, they have nacho fries. They have cheesy pig fries, they have vegan delight fries, my favorite, garlic parmesan fries. Oh man. Emily's favorite, the pulled pork fries. These are meals. These are meals in themselves. And so we haven't even got into the burgers and the fries yet. But, oh, man. So they have their regular cheeseburger, black and blue cheeseburger, bacon cheeseburger. Oh. They have their chili cheese dog, their bacon mushroom Swiss burger, their Mondo burger. This is their mother of all burgers. It's a double cheeseburger with double patties, four slices of bacon, the cheese, the mustard, the lettuce, the ketchup, the onion. It all be there. And in additional toppings, you want sautéed mushrooms, sautéed onions, bacon, coleslaw, cheese sauce. You can get them all here. It's all good. Oh, man. Then, Lee's Kitchen. You know, if you are not going out to Pagoda, go to Lee's Kitchen. I mean, just that's number two. Pagoda, of course, is the number one Chinese food restaurant, if not in Fairbanks, by far, Alaska. Lee's Kitchen. Great egg rolls. You know, their dishes. The sesame chicken, teriyaki chicken. Then they have a Mongolian beef, and I love Mongolian beef. And they have a Mongolian beef combo that comes with white or fried rice. And I'm a white rice guy. I am. Their crab rangoon with 10 pieces of crab rangoon with sweet and sour sauce. It's a great appetizer. Their teriyaki chicken combo, again, white rice or fried rice. Then they have the mains or lo mains, you know. A honey shrimp combo with lo mein, the barbecue pork, they have fried rice, the pot stickers, sweet and sour chicken. Great combos of both a protein rice or a noodle. Oh, man. So, again, things you can do. Now, we're coming in to summer. So, of course, I got to, you know, give you a couple of thoughts on what to barbecue, what to cook on the grill. That's going to be coming towards you every dang Saturday. But you need sauces. Now, if you enjoy pulled pork, you got to have a good vinegar sauce. Now, I'm going to give you a recipe here for Carolina vinegar sauce. Now, Eastern Carolina is vinegar. Western Carolina sauces are mustard. So, you know, the Carolina vinegar barbecue sauce is tangy, spicy, but you can tone it down or you know, pack it up with spice. And it's great with serving with pulled pork or any pork. Also, chicken, ribs. It's a great finish sauce for ribs. Oh, now in North Carolina, they're famous for pulled pork and whole hog. The barbecue is chopped, loaded on a soft bun, topped with this sauce. Also put on some coleslaw, things like that. You know, a Carolina vinegar barbecue sauce is tangy, spicy. It's made for serving on pork. Originating in North Carolina, this sauce is easy to make, just 6 ingredients. It's a traditional sauce for anyone who takes their barbecue pork seriously. You know, it has a tangy, peppery kick, easy to make, just 6 ingredients. Classic sauce. But you can also serve with chicken or ribs. Now, this you're not cooking anything. Well, you are. But this is what you're going to need. Apple cider vinegar, ketchup, brown sugar, red pepper flakes, black pepper, kosher salt. These are things that basically you already have stored in your kitchen. You get the apple cider vinegar. Apple cider vinegar. Now, this is what you're going to need. A mason jar. Wide mouth mason jar. You're going to need 2 cups of apple cider vinegar. 2 tablespoons of ketchup. That puts the sweet in there. 2 tablespoons of sugar, more sweet. That apple cider vinegar is tart. It gives you the tart. Now let's put in the spice. 1 teaspoon, just a teaspoon, of red pepper flakes. Hey, you put it on your pizza, you can put it in your vinegar Carolina barbecue sauce. 1 teaspoon of black pepper and 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Oh, easy, easy. Now what you're going to do is add all the ingredients together at the same time. You're not putting in one, then the other. No, it's all at the same time. Then you're going to bring it to a boil, then reduce to a simmer. Cooking for about 3 to 5 minutes, because the only thing you're doing is waiting for the sugar and salts to dissolve. You remove from heat, let cool. You can immediately serve it, but I like letting it rest for a day, or you know, at least an hour or a day, and then let it come to flavor. Oh, and then you're cooking your pork butt, your pork shoulder, your Boston butt, whatever you want to call it. You're pulling it. You're putting it on a nice burger bun or anything. You know, I love sourdough. And then you're putting some coleslaw in there. But before you put the coleslaw on top of your pulled pork, you're putting, I would say, capricious amounts. It's a big word for me, I know. Capricious amounts of this sauce. It's easy to make. It's quick to make. For every sandwich, you're putting on maybe 4 tablespoons, a quarter cup. And you're letting it soak in and flavor into your pulled pork. Then if you have it, if you don't have coleslaw, if you're not making coleslaw, go to Fred Meyer's. Get their coleslaw. Put that on top of your wonderful pulled pork and your wonderful North Carolina barbecue sauce. or Carolina vinegar barbecue sauce, whatever you want to call it. We all know what it is. Cap the bun. You can even cut this in half and eat it. But once you do, be prepared. It's good. It's delicious. Oh, now, Emily and I took a trip to where I went to school in San Luis Obispo, California. And, you know, there's a couple things that they like down there at breakfast. They have avocado on toast, and I'm just not a big fan of that. But, boy, do they make a breakfast burritos down there that are fun. And so, you know, there's many ways to make a breakfast burrito, but it's in steps. You start, you know, you take your potatoes, your roaster, you peel them, and then you grate them. And you're patting them dry with paper towels to remove the excess moisture. And with that, it's going to be crispier. Then you're going to beat your eggs in a bowl with a pinch of salt. Chop your green onions, separating white and green parts. Slice your avocados just before assembly to prevent browning. This one also has, you know, the ones that I've cooked, has breakfast sausage, but you can also put in bacon. But I like breakfast sausage. And in a large skillet over medium heat, you're going to ground your breakfast sausage, break it into small pieces with a wooden spatula, wooden spoon. Cook six to 8 minutes until nicely brown, cooked through. That sausage is sizzled and developed golden. Don't drain. The fat is what you use for the eggs. Oh, I know. You know, so it's fantastic. So these are your ingredients you're going to need. 2 large russet potatoes peeled and grated. 1 pound of breakfast sausage. 6 large eggs beaten. 1 teaspoon of sea salt. 1/4 teaspoon of freshly cracked pepper. 2 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil. 4 green onions chopped, whites and greens separated. 6 tortillas. So this is going to be 10-inch size. Flour. And again, this is for 6. 2 cups of sharp cheddar cheese. 2 avocados pitted and sliced, 1/2 cup of salsa, any variety, and 1/4 cup of fresh cilantro leaves. Oh, man. So, again, you know, you can make this for 6. And then, so we're going to cook the sausage, put in our eggs, scrambled eggs in fat, push the sausage to one side, you're cooking them together. Pour the eggs into empty side, gently scramble, low heat until set, 3 to 4 minutes. You're going to cook the crispy brown potatoes and remove the sausage and the eggs, set aside. Add olive oil to the pan, increase it to medium heat. Add the potatoes, put those in, flip, put in your potatoes, pepper, even distributely. You're going to take your flour tortillas, cook them, crisp them up. You're going to combine the fillings, return the sausage to the eggs pan, put it all in together, have your warm tortillas, wrap it up. But I always like going to Pinterest, too, to get what a good breakfast burrito can be done. Great, great recipes there. Fairbanks, that is our Fairbanks Foodie Show for this Saturday. I hope you've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed it. Tomorrow's Mother's Day. You should have fond memories, I hope, of your mom. You should have, if you're a parent, have fond memories of the person who bore your children, if that's if you're a man. Because no matter what, we all have a mother. Fortunately so. That's why we're here. So Fairbanks, you have a great day. I will see you next Saturday. Happy Mother's Day out there. Enjoy your week.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales.